Jaguars General Manager David Caldwell, podium A. Jacksonville Jaguars General Manager David Caldwell, podium A.
Well, this is a bigger crowd than we had last year. How we doing? Doing well. Well, I guess we can open up if anybody's got any questions.
We saw with rookies from last year.
Sure.
Can you just tell us how with the evaluation the organization went like? Ace Sanders and Jonathan Cyprian.
Ace did a really nice job. He's a, you know, for a fourth round pick, came in, played in 15 games, and had 51 catches as our slot receiver, which is pretty good production out of a rookie wide receiver. So we're really feel like going into next year that the arrow's pointing up on him. He's a great kid. He's got tremendous work ethic. He's got incredible hands. So we feel like that he could take a step up and be our answer there in the slot position and as our punt returner. Sip, we were just talking about Sip with our coaching staff this past week, and we went through and we watched him as a staff, and we were really impressed with how he progressed. He started 15 games for us as a rookie strong safety. And probably didn't get the recognition that he really deserved. Had 98 tackles, three TFLs, and then as the season got on, really played the pass pretty well. In Indianapolis being his best game at the end of the year.
It's pretty athletic. I mean, you mentioned strong safety. It's pretty athletic.
Well, that was the one thing about Sip that we're really encouraged about is we draft him as kind of in the box, strong safety type that would be more of a run supporter. But what we found out throughout the year and when we got him that he's just as equally as good in the passing game and man-to-man against tight ends and in zones. Yes.
Penn State guard John Mitchell.
Well, I think, first of all, just the initial meeting. We haven't sat down with those guys, and we've just kind of been admiring from afar. We meet with every quarterback that we haven't met with so far, not including the ones that were senior bowl.
If you have questions about a guy's work ethic, how do you address it in this situation?
In this situation, the work, if it's something that's a public knowledge where you see some guys, I think you just, you ask them, how do you consider your work ethic? And let them tell you, and be very kind of benign with it.
Is there anything they can do to convince you in an interview if you've already got a lean one way or the other?
I think for us, a true sign of somebody that's a real competitor is somebody that can identify his weaknesses. And I think if they can identify their weaknesses and talk openly about them, that says a lot because we know that they're willing to work at what their weaknesses are.
Hey, with Gus's energetic style, do you feel like with Gus's energetic style that he can really help you maybe work more, get more production out of a guy that maybe has a work ethic issue?
Yeah, I just don't think it's his energetic style, but I think it's his approach to the players. And he is completely devoted to making players better, not only on the field but off the field when they come through our organization. And I just did an interview earlier and why we would sell somebody to come into Jacksonville. And our organization belief is that if they're there for a day or 10 years, that they're going to be a better person and a better player for being there. I think we'll treat Blaine like any other player. We're going to bring him in and have him just compete and develop until we feel like that it's not, it's not in our best interest or until he gets beat out.
Peter, can you comment on just the evolution of the right tackle position and how it's demanding a better athlete over there? There used to be a wide distinction between what is the left and the right tackle in the NFL, and that seems to be shrinking. I mean, if you do believe in that, why do you think that is?
Well, I think because there's some really good defensive coordinators in this league and really smart defensive coaches, and if you have a right tackle that struggles against pass protection, they're going to put their best pass rusher over on the right side, and you see that here in Indianapolis with Robert Mathis. His whole career, for the most part, he played on the right side, so you better have somebody that can protect the passer.
And I know there were probably some other circumstances involved as to why Luke started on the right side, but I think people out there say, right tackle, draft and second, what the heck? But really, what you need on the right side is pretty much what you need on the left side now.
Yeah, and then you look at a team like the San Francisco 49ers, they have a very good right tackle, a very good left tackle, and if you can if you can take care of both bookends, it really frees you up to do a lot offensively. I would say, dependent on the player. I think, Luke came in right away and he did a really nice job at the right side. And unfortunately, when he got hurt, he was having his best game when we moved him over to left tackle after we traded Eugene. And I think he's a... I think it depends on the player. It depends on his ability to learn and pick up the game. But I don't think it's the toughest position to come in and play right away as a rookie.
Out of the top three QBs, Bridgewater, Tanzo, Bortles, are any of those three the most NFL ready to you in terms of being a week one starter right now?
That's tough. I think we're still going on with that evaluation process. And like I said, we have to sit down with these guys. We haven't... You know, a lot of it to depend on the interviews when we go work them out, when we bring them in for a visit to see who really is. And it's hard to say. And really, rookie quarterbacks as a whole generally aren't really NFL ready. You get the exceptions of the Andrew Luck, the Matt Ryan, Peyton Manning, but those are guys that spent 5 years at a university and a lot played in a pro style offense too. So I think that it's not the common thing for a rookie to come in right away and start.
How intriguing is this job?
Well, his competitiveness is really intriguing.
Offense.
We had his left tackle, Luke Joko, and I know Luke speaks very highly of him. But I think just his ability to win and compete and move the team is something that's really intriguing.
What are your impressions of Clowney?
Your value that he'll be available?
I don't know. I can't comment what the two people picking in front of us are going to do.
What are your impressions of
him? Very talented, extremely talented.
Dave, what is your view on Justin Blackman's future?
I think for us, Justin, is he needs to take care of himself, and our biggest thing for Justin is make sure that he can get healthy and live a happy lifestyle.
So are you guys expecting him back?
We haven't really thought much about it. You know, if he can get things right and he's right, we would welcome him back.
Hey Dave, back to the Manziel topic for a second. Working for an owner like Sean Gaughan, he's very business savvy. As a GM, how much... Is there any component to these decisions for you that comes into a guy that may be marketable, may sell tickets, things of that nature?
No. And, you know, when Chad hired us, Gus and I, he said, it's not our job to sell tickets. And so it's... Those decisions are football decisions, and that's why we premise and put the best 53 players on the field. And if we do that and we win, I think the marketability and the ticket sales will come.
Would you see the difference in the decision between Blake Bortles throwing here and Johnny Manziel not? What are the benefits to being able to see a guy here in every way performance, considering they don't know these receivers and timing?
Yeah, I think it's... it shows a level of competitiveness and somebody that wants to go out there and show the whole world. And this is the biggest stage you're going to have for a workout. You're on national TV, an NFL network, and you got every NFL executive here. So why not do it here and save yourself, a bunch of private workouts later on? So each individual situation is different. And a lot of people have a lot of different reasons as to why and why not. And when we sit down with those players, we'll find out, what made them make those decisions.
Dave, do you agree with a lot of assessments that this is one of the deeper drafts in recent years? And if so, if you do agree with that, does that open your window as far as trading down a little deeper than it was?
Yeah, absolutely. We have 10 picks already. So when we did the Eugene Monroe trade, we felt like it would be a pretty good draft and then pick up an extra 4 and 5. So we feel really good about that. And it would be, beneficial for us if we could trade down.
Dave, the team's postseason evaluation of Chad Kinney and MJD.
Chad did a really admirable job. We went 500 our last 8 games, and we feel like another year in our offense with some more playmakers maybe and a better offensive line play, he could keep us afloat. And MJD did a really nice job. He competed really hard, ran the ball. He was physical, and did a good job.
Thanks, David.
Dave will be available.
Thanks, guys.
Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley, podium A. Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley, podium A.
Hey.
Okay, man, I'm a little wired. We just got off three interviews, so. But no, it's exciting to be here. I mean, just an opening statement quickly. I think, you know, coming off the season, and then we get asked to coach the Senior Bowl. And tremendous experience now. I mean, get a chance to be with 55 guys in the South team, and then a chance to interview another 55 on Thursday from the North. And, you know, a great week, and we just hope to capture that momentum coming into the Combine. And now we get a chance to do it all over again. So it's a great opportunity, last month and a half or so, evaluating film and, you know, of our own style, and then the free agents and draft. It's a cool time. Any questions?
When you meet with these underclassmen quarterbacks, what do you want to know about them?
Well, it's a challenge, right? You get 15 minutes, you know, and... you know, and sometimes it feels like the horn blows fast, you know, and it's shortened. But I think you want to, hopefully they let their guard down a little bit so that you can just find out what they're really all about. And, you know, there's obviously got to be more extensive work done. Our scouts have done a great job talking to them and you know, at least their coaches. So that part of the process just always continues. And, you know, pro days and things like that, you hope to get even more information.
How much stock do you put into the measurements of a guy like Johnny Manziel being under 6 foot, like 4'6", 232, kind of opposite?
Yeah, you know what? I think... you know, for us, one of the, if you put down traits that we're looking for in a quarterback, you know, some of the things that keep popping up are timing, accuracy, and decision making. And I think that's what we're really looking at. And obviously, you know, there's some things. I mean, people take a look at height and things, but the three major components are those things, and that's what you evaluate on film. But, you know, just as the interviews, you take everything into account, but those are the three major factors. Well, he's got really good poise, you know, and really good poise, very good decision-making, and very accurate, you know, I think by his stats, and, you know, the completion percentage and things like that. So I think that's what jumps out.
Gus, do you feel like because of your style and energy, you can fix a guy that maybe has a work ethic issue coming into the league?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, we're just trying to provide an environment for everybody to have a chance to be their best. And, you know, I think it still comes back to the player. The player, it's got to be important to the player. And, you know, what's the routine? You've got to, you know, have humility. You've got to be able to talk about your weaknesses. And when you do that, you have a chance to get better. So I think it's more about the individual if he has those traits. And then we can help him with the process. But, you know, I think it's really egotistical to think we can fix anybody. And that's really not our mindset.
You got the two Louisiana Tech defensive tackles who are here at the Senior Bowl. What did you like about Ellis and IK?
Well, you know what, I thought they did a good job competing. And, you know, when we had them, I know our D-line coach really liked their mindset going into it and their work ethic on a day-to-day basis. But they're intriguing. You know, I think they require more work for us. I think they caught our attention enough to say, you know, we need to do further work on them.
Tommy's natural talent is obvious. What do you think his junior year?
Well, I think that, you know, everybody's different. I think, you know, one thing we look at is sometimes you, as a coaching staff, you may try to attack a player. And we choose to look and say, you know, what are the positives? What traits do we like? And, you know, to see that maybe his junior year, maybe it didn't go completely his way, the way he wanted it, but to see him maybe work on those weaknesses and then do better, those are things that I think really intrigue us. And, you know, everybody's going to have struggles at times. And it's more, you know, how do they adjust to those and how do they capture them and then get better from those times.
What are your impressions of Blake Bortles? Do you feel like you have enough film on him, or are you trying to project where he's going?
Well, you know what? Our GM and our scouting staff, we're, like I said, we're into that process more to be able to give you a complete evaluation at this point. You know, I don't think I'm ready to do that. But I can tell you that, you know, we've watched enough that we're really intrigued by him. I mean, the traits that he has, you know, big, tall, things like we talked about before, timing, accuracy, decision making. You know, those are all things that we take a close look at. And the evaluation process is never over. I mean, it's the combine is really important, but it's just another piece of the puzzle. So I'm looking forward to him, to really watch him compete. You know, I think there's a chance to compete here, and you know, we'll keep an eye on him.
How many of the 60 interviews do you sit on?
The ones that we have, all of them.
All of them?
Yeah, all the interviews that we have.
And how do you determine what role you want to play in those interviews, whether that's in a leading position or more of a...
Well, I think it's, you know, maybe everyone's different. We got some points that we need to get taken care of immediately. That will depend on it. But I try to lead it right from the start. And, you know, again, we try to just, you know, it's more like an introduction. And then, you know, we do ask some good questions to get his response. But, you know, that part of it, we'll just continue. I think you can come out of that meeting having, you know, build somewhat of an idea what he is as an individual.
And how is this process different being your second year?
You know what, I don't think it's any different. I think that it's just a whole new group of guys. And now you start all over again. And so it's like you're at the bottom of the mountain again. And you just, you know, restart the trek back up. And I think, you know, you have to find out certain information. We would like to hope that it's a science. You know, that we just, okay, just follow this and you always make the right pick. Unfortunately, it's not like that. So, you know, we try to find out as much information as we can in this period of time that we have.
I don't know if you've got a chance to interview Johnny Manziel yet, but regardless, what do you make of his confidence in his swagger?
Well, I think it's important, right? You have to have confidence. And I think it's one thing to have confidence and another to have humility. You know, can you have confidence and humility? And why is that important? Once again, because if you have humility, then you can expose, you can talk about your weaknesses. And if you do that, well, then that's how you improve. And so I think that's what I'm excited to talk to him about. You know, in our meeting. That's great, the confidence and all that. Now, are you willing to get better? Are you willing to challenge yourself, just like the Peyton Mannings and the, you know, all the great quarterbacks? Can you challenge yourself in a way that you're open to be coached and you're open to really self-evaluate yourself to see the areas you need to improve on?
Do you think the quarterback...
Well, he's very talented. I mean, how can you argue with what he's done, you know, and the plays that he makes? So, you know, exciting player. You know, again, it's, you know, the evaluation process. I'm really looking forward to watch everything. And I know our staff has, and we're in that process. But, you know, we've been watching him for quite a while and seeing his traits. But, you know, did some great things for his team.
Do you think the quarterback's the hardest for a team to get right? Or does it just get more attention?
I think it's a combination. I think it's difficult, but it does get more attention as well. And I think because it's so important, you know, that, you know, everybody is tagged with, is this a franchise quarterback? Well, that's really difficult, really difficult. And, you know, we may, you know, I guess Chad Henne is ours because he's our starter. And, you know, if we can get him re-signed. And, you know, so I think that's the evaluation process. It's difficult, but, you know, you hope that you're going to make some mistakes. You just hope it's limited, and especially at that position. Well, I think it's, you know, we need to take a look at our team, and, you know, we have some needs, and, you know, I think it's, we have to have a really good plan, and we feel like we do, and we've been spending a lot of time on that. You know, what's our plan, what's our attack mode, and what types of players are we looking for to come into our organization? So, you know, I think you'll see us play a part into it. You know, how active or how big, that's yet to be determined, but, you know, we have some holes that we need to fill.
That you were going to look first for answers on your own roster. Did you see any when you went back and really
started the evaluation? Yeah, we did. You know, we saw some guys get better. There's no doubt about it. And I think, you know, we played a lot of young players. You know, a guy like Dwayne Grotz. You know, we saw some traits of him that I think, you know, for his opportunity now that he went through a season and to get a chance now to go in there with a different mindset and OTAs, you know, we're excited to see these guys progress. A guy like Denard Robinson, right? I mean, we didn't even know what position he was going to play for us. You know, he was, you know, the offensive weapon. Well, now we know that, okay, we're going to really lock in the running back and see what he can do there. So I think when you can do that for players, you get a chance to see the real them. And, yeah, I think we've got some players, some core guys that we feel strong about.
Coach, do you think that Denard Robinson can be a back down?
You know what? I'm not going to say one way or the other, but I'm really excited to find out. I really am. I mean, the guy is infectious. He's got natural traits. The team really comes to him. They gravitate towards him. He's got explosiveness. He's got really good vision. So let's give him a chance and let's see what he has. And, you know, I think throughout this year there's going to be some tremendous stories that take place amongst our team. And I think, you know, I wouldn't put it by to see that might be a story.
Guys like Todd Boyd, Connor Shaw, Aaron Murray were very successful.
Well, I tell you what, just having a chance to interview some of them, extremely competitive, you know, and I think it's really, I mean, just sitting down and visiting with them and seeing their mindset and how they go about their task and their profession is really intriguing. You know, you can see why they had success, but I think you always go back to the film. I think you really have to go back to, it's like the combine. You see them run, you see them do drills, but don't forget about the film. Now that's their body of work, and I think that's what you gotta, you know, go back to and really evaluate that. So it'll be cool. Talk to them, visit with them, see them compete here, and then go back to the film and find the true story.
Yes, he was talking earlier about the difficulties a quarterback, a mobile quarterback like Russell Wilson poses to a defense in today's game. Where do you factor it in when you're evaluating quarterbacks?
Well, I think that, you know, obviously they've got to be able to make the throws in the pocket. You know, they've got to be able to step up and make the required throws. But if they pick and choose their times, you know, whether it's the play called or by feeling pressure to extend the play, it creates great strain. Great strain. And I think that it provides that dimension, that added dimension to a game that really, as a defense, you can't hone in and say, well, we have a real good feel this quarterback is going to be here in all of our games and all of our pressures and all of our rush. You still have to get to them. It's a challenge in itself. But the added dimension that they can escape and extend the play and create big plays, you know, that throws another dimension into it.
Do you guys have the advantage of getting a franchise quarterback if you draft one as early as you guys would be drafting?
You know what? I think if we draft a quarterback, we'll see. You know, I think so many times with that, there's high expectation. And expectation places a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress. And, you know, I think for a player to compete at his highest ability, we want to try to eliminate or diffuse that as much as possible. So I would say that if we draft a quarterback in that round, we have a strong preference that he does well. You know what I'm saying? We prefer that he does well, but it's yet to be seen. Let's see him compete. Let's get him in there and compete and see what happens. And try to create that environment again, because I think that's the best way for him to show great improvement.
You guys had a lot of changes. You guys had a lot of changes last year on the offensive line. I'm wondering, in general, how difficult is it to bring in a whole new group in an offensive line? I mean, can a team, does it take a long time on offensive line to manage more?
It does take time. It does take time. And I think that, you know, we'd love to have continuity. What do they say? Consistency brings consistency. You know, so if you can keep the same group and you can work them over and over again, that's a good thing. But unfortunately, we may not be in that position. But that's okay, too. You know, we bring in some good players at the position needs that we have, along with the core guys that we have. And then it's our job to try to speed that whole process up. And, you know, we'll compete in every area to do that. And then, again, it'll be fun to see their progress as they make, you know, if we're in that situation. Well, I mean, yeah, he's what a tremendous player, right? I mean, but it's his work ethic, it's his leadership skills, it's the traits that we talked about, the timing, accuracy, decision making. That's what makes him so effective. And once again, I didn't say anything about his height. But everybody's different. I think, you know, really concentrate on those traits that is what he has. That's what makes, you know, in many eyes, Russell unique. And I think that, well, so we have quarterbacks here. Those are the traits you're looking for, once again.
Coach, two more, please.
You know what? He did a nice job in the Senior Bowl, a really nice job. So, you know, I know, I'm sure in his eyes it's unfortunate, because one thing that we found out, he's really a strong competitor. And he would have liked this opportunity, but it didn't present himself. And I'm sure he'll find another way to compete. But an impressive young man.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? I think he's got a great opportunity in OTAs. You know, here he is. He's got a quarterback. We have four quarterbacks on our roster. So, you know, we worked with him. We developed him. And then at times, he was playing wide receiver. Just without a knee because of whether it was injury or things took place. And we said, gee, you know, he's athletic, man. Look at him out there competing his tail off. But now that we're back, now we say, all right, now go back to quarterback and let's really hone in on those things. But just watching him in drill work and his demeanor, I think it changed as the season developed. He's intriguing. He really is. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.